All right,
It's
let's move ahead to the front a little squad.
Got ourselves an invitation to a major event. I was asked if I was in, and yeah, 100%. We can get the squad together. I'll send out a few messages. I'm not really stressing it. Under the impression if you get the right ingredients, add it to the mixture, then you have a fight for every word you add up for a picture. Take a ride and get it right by the time we arrive. On the road, here we go.
Okay, I guess I'll talk about that last.
That's what I suspected, so... but I'll just say, I think the Jerks qualify at this point as Song Fight Insiders, but I still feel sort of unqualified to adequately comment on this song, just because, you know, there are so many people involved with this and so many references that go pre-Jerkatorium even. I think I recognize most of the cameos, and I thought the lyrics were fun, but I pretty much confirmed that you're on it too, Niv. So I kind of suspected as much, but I wasn't absolutely 100% sure. But yeah, tons of fun. And probably even 10 times as much fun for the people who get all the references, who were probably all involved in the creation of the song. So prerequisite for understanding it completely is to have been invited to participate.
I like this song. I really like underground hip hop, and Jurassic 5 is one of my favorite bands. And you know, what I really like about listening to their stuff is trying to figure out the personalities who wrote the rap and the bars that they got assigned to in that particular song. And that's something that you can do in this song as well. It's like, it's just a bunch of different perspectives on this kind of the same event and the same like journey to Songfight Live in a car. I thought it was incredibly entertaining, and I rewound it several times to try to get a better idea of who was who and if it was based on a real, you know, Songfight Live car journey, which I think it was, because I feel like that for Glenn and some other folks, some real magic happened during a Songfight Live, and it was, you know, pivotal or maybe instrumental in their lives. So I feel like that was maybe part of that. Anyway, I really enjoyed this song, and I would probably listen to it 5 or 6 more times just to get all of that figured out.
Okay. For one, I love that you brought up Jurassic 5. That's amazing. Like, I don't hear Jurassic 5's name pop up very, very often, so that's great. Okay. Is it part of some seminal part of the lives of Glenn Case and everyone else? I don't think so. I think this is more so, okay. So the lore that goes along with it is there was a fight called Jalopy. And there's a Frontal Little song in Jalopy. And ever since then, the Frontal Little squad have had this broken down car. So the idea of the song is that the broken down car is trying to get them to Songfight Live, and then ends up inside of a parade accidentally because Frontal Little hijinks ensue, and then they try to fit in, and all they do is end up with these bunny costumes that are from another song way back. I can't even remember which song had the bunny costumes in it, but yeah. So, it was very interesting. This is my first foray into being a member of the Frontal Little Squad. I've always been a fan of their quirkiness. I mean, it's a lot of in-references, a lot of silly jokes. I mean, if you listen back, like, I always choose, if anyone asks me about Frontal Little Squad, I choose Chainsaw as a song to go back to, where they do the Captain Planet thing, except for nerdcore. It's very, like, it's always very silly. So Glenn Case asked me, he was just like, hey, we're doing a new Frontal Little song, and I know that you'd be really excited to hear it, but I know you'd be even more excited to be a part. And I went, oh! So I went and I did, you know, I did my little bit there, and I did my homage to my favorite posse cut of all time scenario, because this is just a big song fight posse cut. And yeah, it's a fun thing, and it's also nice that if you don't notice that we're rapping over a beat from Brother Machine. So, yeah, wow. It's Brother Machine's song Thunderstorm. So here we are bringing Glenn Case brought two of our deceased songfighters back into this fight. So there's a little Brother Machine here, and then a little later we're gonna see a little Blue come in later.
Very cool.
Blue is on the Frontal Little Squad song too, actually, because it's Blue at the end of the Frontal Little Squad song saying with a little criticism of the song at the end. I believe that's Blue at the end. Oh. So yeah. So we've got both of their appearances here.
I was wondering where that was pulled from. I know that way back in the day, there were people doing like YouTube reviews of song fights and or spin tunes. And I was wondering where was that pulled from? But yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. One of the things I realized is that the SFBB's exact search match is not very useful, or I couldn't get it to look for that exact phrase. I was trying to figure out if Blue had said that on the boards or if I did not find that exact phrase on the boards, no matter how hard I searched. So
I was trying to say, Niv, I think your verse in the Frontal Little Squad song is a total flex. It's really good. Strong, strong.
I thank you. You know, this is my second time ever rapping for Songfight. And I think that part of me wanted to redeem myself after the first one. So it's a little hidden gem in the archives. As I back in the day, I used to be very grumpy at Songfight. I used to get very I was an angsty 20 something. So I wrote this song as a part of the Suave Noise Youth, which Suave Noise Youth is an anagram for Nivius Hates You.
Wait, so you're not MC Shatner Boy?
No, Johnny Cashpoint is MC Shatner Boy.
Yeah, okay.
But I was a part of that. And yeah, and it's such a it's an angsty 20-year-old rapping. And I'm like, I thank Glenn for giving me a chance to do a much better job rapping 20 years later.